This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is hailing the House of Representatives' passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Moments after his first legislative victory Wednesday, Biden tweeted, "Help is here and brighter days lie ahead." He later told reporters the bill represents a historic victory for the American people. Biden will make the first primetime address of his presidency on Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 lockdowns and will use the moment to pitch toward the future and how prospects will be improved by the nearly $2 trillion aid package. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said Wednesday that current vaccination levels indicate the United States could reach pre-pandemic levels of normal life by late August or early September. Fauci made the comment during a virtual news briefing on herd immunity by the White House COVID-19 response team. Fauci and their best estimates regarding when herd immunity would be reached and enough people are considered immune from the virus range between 70 to 85% of the U.S. population. He said, at current vaccination rates, the level should be reached at the end of the North American summer. But he also said that if the nation is vaccinating 2 million to 3 million people a day, society is increasingly more protected. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A tour bus plunged into a ravine on Indonesia's main island of Java after it brakes apparently malfunctioned, killing at least 26 people, injuring 35 others. The bus was carrying a group of Islamic junior high school students and their parents when the crash happened late Wednesday on a winding road. Survivors told authorities that the vehicle's brakes apparently did not work. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Myanmar's military to restore democratic control to the country following last month's coup. Guterres spoke after the UN Security Council unanimously called for reversal of the military coup in Myanmar, strongly condemning the violence against peaceful protesters and calling for utmost restraint by the military. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar's among the Council's 15 members that includes China. The movement began last month after Myanmar's military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in a coup. The February 1st coup reversed years of internationally supported progress toward democracy in Myanmar after decades of military rule and international isolation. The military staged the coup the same day newly elected lawmakers were due to take office. The U.S. Senate voted Wednesday to confirm Merrick Garland as the U.S. Attorney General. When he is sworn in, he will be the 86th Attorney General. The vote was 70-30, with several high-profile Republicans voting to confirm. During a confirmation hearing, Garland said his focus would be on investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Alaska next week, the first meeting of senior American and Chinese officials since President Biden took office in January. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will travel with Blinken. The Alaska meeting will take place following Secretary Blinken's meetings in Seoul and Tokyo. A week ago, Blinken declared the relationship between Washington and Beijing is the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. And Jamaica launched its mass COVID-19 vaccination program Wednesday, with healthcare workers being the first of more than 3,000 people to get their shots. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.